Avalanche report for Saturday the 15th of February 2025. Fresh wind slabs require caution. Weak layers in the old snowpack are treacherous. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of new snow and a moderate to strong wind from northerly directions, mostly small wind slabs will form in particular adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. Weak layers in the old snow pack can still be released in isolated cases by winter sport participants, in particular in little used terrain. Such avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on extremely steep shady slopes at high altitudes and in high alpine regions. Caution is to be exercised at transitions from a shallow to a deep snow pack, when entering gullies and bowls for example. The avalanche-prone locations are barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. The avalanches are medium-sized. In addition, mostly small dry loose snow avalanches are possible. In the event of solar radiation, this applies on extremely steep slopes. And now the snowpack. Over a wide area, 5 to 15 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, has fallen. The new snow will be deposited on soft layers, in particular on shady slopes at elevated altitudes. At elevated altitudes, snow depths vary greatly, depending on the influence of the wind. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack, especially on west, north, and east facing slopes. These can be released in isolated cases. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Sunday the 16th of February 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.